This is a recording of Pat Carter, made on Wednesday, the 15th of June, 2005.
My name is Pat Carter, formerly Pat Young, and I originally came from West Brooklyn. Watercress grower, and I was one of six children, the second oldest. I was born in Westbourne Square, in the very oldest house in the square. We had no electricity until the day I left Westbourne. I attended Westbourne School all my life. I left at 15 and worked in Chichester in the council's office. I have many really nice recollections of Westbourne. Walks on Sundays with Dad and all us children, and we had a very, very good life. When I was 18, I then married and went to live in Roman Castle. I was born on the 20th of March 1940, and when I was 18, I got married to Geoffrey Carter, who lived in Roman Castle, Glendale, and we lived in Upton's Road. I had two children, a boy and a girl, who attended the local school. Their names was Brian and Karen. My husband worked at Yell's Brewery for 42 years. I didn't work at first, but then I was a school dinner lady at Roman School. And I was made redundant, so I worked in the shop in Haven. The shop was a bakery, a small bakery. I remember moving to Romans when there were loads and loads of shops, like a dairy, butchers, clothes shop, which it was really altered now. My children always attended the local school. My son belonged to the football club and also to the tug of war team. As they grew up, I was a bit fed up doing nothing, so I helped form the Roman Castle allotment with Mr. Hockey. Our allotments are at Durrance Road. There are now about 36. There were 40 when I moved there. My husband is a very, very keen gardener, and we enter local shows. Then I became a member of the Roman Castle Village Fair and did the horticultural show on the green. It used to be very well attended, but it isn't now. I started to judge at the Roman Castle show for photography because they weren't very pleased that I was entering. Because I used to win every time, because I am a member of a camera club at Haven, and of course I have that advantage. I remember quite a lot about Romans in my younger days when I first lived here. They were just building the bungalows at the bottom of our road, and we moved from number 19 to number 52 for a bigger house. My husband's father also lived in Roman Castle. He worked on the railway. My husband worked on the railway until he went in the Guards for 3 years and then came out and went to Gales.
The Guards Regiment.
The Grenadiers, yeah. His job at Gales was a drayman on the lorry, and he retired at 62 because he found it a bit hard. I then left the shop job and decided I'd have a break from it all, as I was doing a lot of gardening, because during the summer we entered loads of flower shows. every week actually, local one. We grow loads of vegetables and we also grow dahlias, like 200 of them. I then decided that I was fed up, so I went to work at the local paper shop, doing the papers in the morning, 5 o'clock start. And I also still do a paper round. I do a paper round in Upman's Road, and I also do some housework jobs. But I would really like more time to do like more photography. I started taking pictures about 10 years ago, and I went to the college and learned black and white photography in Bellevue, Southdale. And then I joined an evening group at the Bourne College and learned basic photography. At the time I was going to have a camera club as well. I do weddings, local photography, which I really enjoy doing, and gardens. I introduced the garden show, of which Brian King judges. We have a great day out looking at all the gardens. The gardens at Roland's Castle, we have 4 categories. We have back gardens, front, container gardens and vegetable gardens, which are all judged by Brian. I go round and take the photographs a couple of days before. He is, was in charge of Portsmouth Park and is the gardening writer of the Evening News. And he is very, very pleased to come to Roland because he did his training in Roland's Castle at one of the gardens. So he's very pleased to attend our local show. It's quite well supported, although I have to say I do have to pressure people in, and I have been known to enter them without their knowledge, especially the allotment, which I go and look at the day before and just put them in without them knowing. And they are most surprised when they get the gold medal, which is very nice. We have some lovely gardens in Roland, but of course not so many people enter now. Also, the allotments, every single allotment now is taken. The whole 36 are taken and we have a short waiting list. We have a nice car park and all, which we paid for ourselves, out of money from our local plant sale, which is held annually, which is more like really big jumble sale. And also, we used to have a trading hut, but because of the cheap prices compost mill, we have discontinued it. We have water to nearly every allotment, which Ted Redsaw did for us, because he has allotment as well there. We grow lovely vegetables up there, and everyone is really happy. All the grass is beautifully kept, and it's owned by Portsmouth Council, who do nothing. We cut the grass. We have our own mowers, strimmers, and somebody sort of takes it upon themselves to actually cut the grass. So it's very, very nice up there. Although it's near the main road, it is very quiet. But at the moment, we are having terrible trouble with the entrance, which is owned by what was the pottery, who are objecting to us using the lane. It has now gone to court and we are waiting the results. As we have used the path since 1921 or so I heard, I cannot see they can suddenly stop us using it. But they do say that you are not supposed to take a vehicle up there. So that remains to be seen. because otherwise we have to park on the main road, which would cause very bad troubles. So we are awaiting that. I will go back a little to the plants though, which is really the highlight of the year. We have to really think ahead and order our plants. Some come from a very small nursery. I grow quite a few myself, and a few people from the allotment give. The queues start about half an hour before we begin, and then it is just absolutely hell. We have people with wheelbarrows. You have to bring your own box, by the way, which some people now have their own names written on the card and fill a box, put it in the middle, put their name on it so that they don't miss out on anything. We start off with the hall very full. We have the second hall with hanging baskets and pots. We have the local parish hall, because we do need a big hall with two rooms. We open the doors, they come hurtling in. It is quite scary. They just grab at the plants, fill their boxes up, and I am usually on the checkout, because I've always been able to ask without a calculator, I must add. They come to the table, then they have to start queuing, sometimes for half an hour. Nobody moans. They all are enjoying themselves, talking to each other. Some people don't see each other until plant sale day, and they come really armed up. We then add it up and off they go, only to return about 10 minutes later because they couldn't get what they wanted before. Everyone seems to enjoy themselves, and this year it was raining hard, and I thought this is the year when we are really lumbered. I looked out the door at 9:15 to see a couple of people waiting and thought no, but opened the door at 9:30 and they came and came and came, and by 10:20 we had actually sold £1,800 worth of plants, and the tables were very bare, with people still keep coming. So I know it's a very good thing. I have often thought of wanting to stop it, because it's very hard work, but I don't think I can without sort of warning people that it won't be on. So we feel that, you know, the people really do support us in this, and we really appreciate them coming. And we then have another plant, little plant sale on the village green on the fete day, of which another I would like to stop but can't, because people do rely on them, and they come from Portsmouth, Fareham, and buy pots. And of course, once again, it's hard work but really worth it. I would now like to talk about village fair, which begins the night before. People come to the marquee and enter their produce. I also have to enter because I make the numbers up. So we lay the tables out and people start bringing their cake, their jam, the children with their pictures. It is very, very hard work. Then I go home about 9:30 and start getting my plants ready for the sale again. Then in the morning I go down, do my last minute entries, then lay my table out on the green. Then I go back into the tent and help people that just bought the things, lay them all out so it looks nice. Then wait for the judges to come, then I have to go and do the judging. I judge the photography. Tom Farr, who's a local gardener, he judges the vegetables and the flowers. And we usually get someone to do the children from the school. And then we have to go round and do all the adding up of the points, ready for the trophies. Then the trophies have to be marked out. Then I'm required back on the stall. I also like to take loads of photographs, which I don't have time to. Then we have the reunion in the afternoon of the Battersea boys, of which I have to record a photograph for them, which I have started doing in the last couple of years, so that they can have a photograph of them and their friends. Then we go back to the prize giving, which we used to really do properly, but we don't now. They just come and collect it from the tent. Then you have to pack it all up. Then you have to go back to the tent, take all the tables down, roll up all the cloth, which somebody kindly donated a couple of years ago. Actually, it was Joy Roberts, because she didn't like paper on the table. So she bought nice cloth from Blenheim, and which we use every year. So that then has to go back to my house, which is really great big rolls. And that is the end of another village fair, which is really, really hard work. I get home about 7 o'clock, and I've been there the whole of the day. I don't go to bed, because it's not worth it. But it is a very lovely day to see all the village people, and the children in their fancy dress. We have a fancy dress competition. This year we have a dog competition. Tug of War is coming back. And it is a really good day on the village green. And we really look forward to it, although it is hard work. I will now give you a little account of how we grow for showing. Our carrots, parsnips are grown in dustbins. Our potatoes are grown in bags and like big round tubs. We grow tomatoes, cucumbers, lettuce, peas, beans, celery we grow in our back garden, which is about 2 feet tall. We grow about 8 different types of potatoes, and we enter about 8 shows a year. Our onions range up to £4 in weight, and we do very, very well. I often enter the Southsea show and have been awarded the best in show there. Show night Friendsworth show, which is one of our big shows because it is very well supported. I get up at the crack of dawn, I bike up to the allotment because we don't have a car, and get the cauliflowers and that we're going to enter, and walk back home with them on my bike and hang them on the washing line so that they keep fresh. The onions I take up the 1st of August out of the ground, and I dry them, cut the tops off, tail them, and lightly talcum powder them, and put them in a spare bedroom to ripen so that they're golden brown for the day. Potatoes I start taking up friends of show a week before, and I have about 80 potatoes on the floor, sorting into groups of 6, which we do very well with our potatoes and that. The leeks and that, we have to flat the tops. That's hard work. My husband has to pull the parsnips up because they go from one end of the dustbin through to the bottom into the ground. Hopefully they're dead straight. Carrots, we have the same, we grow in raised beds in our back garden. and then I have to pick the dahlia and arrange them into different varieties. So this I do for Hayley, Hemsworth, Westbourne, Avon. My husband grows it, but I show it because he doesn't like doing the showing. I have a friend who takes me to the shows. My husband comes in the morning and helps me tie the vegetables up onto the board, and that is his, then he is finished. He never ever goes back to a show in the afternoon. He doesn't like crowds, and we are very, very successful at the big shows, of which we are very well known now. And it is, although it is hard work, it is very rewarding in the end. But we feel we have achieved everything on the show bench now. So we don't put so much effort into it, although I really have to put it up there to win. And of course also now we are so well known, you have a reputation to keep. So it has to be grown like to perfection. And as we're getting older, it's harder work. But I will still continue showing for maybe 2 or 3 more years. I'll now go back to May Day, which is Picnic on the Green. And we have the Blenworth band come for the dinner hour and play a couple of hours music. And then we have an ice cream store run by the Breckiers, and I have a plant store there once again. And that is really nice when all the village come down, bring their picnics, their rugs, their bottles of wine, the barbecue, which is run by the Robin Hood, and all the proceeds go to the hospice, usually the hospice, this year it was. And Barbara Openshaw, she runs it very successfully, with no sort of help, and really it's just a lovely village atmosphere. When we used to have a maypole dancing by the local school, but that hasn't been for a couple of years. And you just come down, sit around and talk, and it lasts until about 3 o'clock, and that is another thing that happens in this village which makes it seem like a village. How many years ago was it? We also had the Tour de France go through Rowling's Castle when all the roads were closed and all. And I remember going down to the arches where I thought I would get my best view of taking photographs. We stood there for at least 3 hours watching the cars going through, advertising and all. And then cyclist came through, and in one flash they've come and they've gone. I did manage to get quite a few good pictures, and I had one of the yellow jersey man and a lot of the village people, because as I say, I stood outside the paper shop hoping to get the best view, but I don't really think I was in the right place. I wished I had gone up Red Hill Road and got them coming up the hill, because of course coming through Finchdean Road they were so fast that I really couldn't take many pictures at all. That was another thing in the village. Another thing I really look forward to in the village is the floods. I have hundreds of pictures of the floods, ranging from 1994, when it was really, really bad, and we had the fire engine pumping water for months in Finchdean Road. I work in Finchdean Road, so I had to walk through it, and it was up past my knees. Eventually, I went and walked across the field because the water was so deep and so fast. The floods came up again in the year 2000, when I took loads more pictures. We also had snow at the same time. And then we had 2003, but they haven't come up again since. I'm waiting to see if the actual work they did to stop the flooding in Woodbury Lane worked. Of course, probably have to wait a long time to see it. But my flood pictures, it was autumn, but the trees were beautiful, and the swans on the sling, I have sold many photographs of. And I really wish floods would come back again so I could do some more. But it really was spectacular to see the water coming down when the swans moved in. There were some brilliant pictures to be had. And I have really sold loads of my photographs of the flood. And the council have also had some for the flooding in the village, because the whole arches were flooded. And the water was up to the shop doorway at the paper shop, and right up to the church. And really, it has been a very good photographic memory of mine. That was put there, was it? I have also taken pictures of the rededication of the King's Stone, which has been vandalised twice recently. And I did the pictures of the councillors north, and the bands were playing there, and the old soldiers had come, and it was very moving. The King's Stone means something if you live in Rolandcastle, because of course it was visited by the King at the time. And I understand that it was paid for by the Charles Church estate, which went up, which we really did oppose. I have to say, it is a lovely estate to walk around. A lot of the villagers came to the Kingstone. The road was closed for a couple of hours, and I managed to get some really great pictures of it. And I have been back since and taken one since it's been rededicated, and it was a shame that they just won't leave it alone. One of my photographic assignments was to take a picture of the sample house, which is at the original brickyard. It was made of all of the bricks from the brickyard, and there were some really nice different ones. On the side, facing the railway line, there was the actual castle done in brickwork, which I understand they managed to get down in one piece, but that was taken straight away, because of course the sample house had been rebuilt at Burgledon. I took quite a lot of photographs up there, especially when they cleared it, because it was covered in ivy, and it was still in very good condition really. And when they took the bricks off one by one, they palleted them. But of course, what they did do was take all the good bricks straight away in case somebody stole them. And it took quite a few months to do it, because otherwise it would have just been taken down and just smashed. It was originally going to be rebuilt at the end of the green, but it was going to cost £55,000 to do it. So of course, that was a thing of the, you know, it was way out. Then it was going to be put up the golf club in the car park, but the cost was just too great. So I did enjoy taking pictures of that, and of all the different Rolandcastle bricks. I also do quite a bit of wedding photography, which I don't really like doing because it is very nerve-wracking, but I have taken some really nice locations. I have done one of the four with a wedding, and I'm doing one in September at Stansted in the actual drawing room, which you, they tell me you can have 80 people in the drawing room. They're only getting actually married there because it's too expensive to have the wedding, but they're just having the service there, and we have access to the drawing room and different parts of the house. We can also take photographs of the ground, which I'm really looking forward to. I've done them at Portsmouth Registry Office, which is nice, Roman Castle Church, Roman Castle Chapel, and I've also done one at the Mill Stream in Bosham. That was a nice setting for the photographs. And I find that I could get a lot of work if I really wanted it, but I don't really wish to do that type of photography, because weddings are a bit demanding. If your pictures don't come out, you've had it. It's never happened to me yet. But I've since gone digital about 6 months ago. I did my first digital wedding about a month ago. I did film and digital, and then had a comparison of pictures, and I used exactly the same film speed, I used the same lens, same price camera. I printed my pictures immediately I got home on, I haven't got a computer, I do direct printing from the camera, and the others I sent to a laboratory, which I use in London. I printed my first pictures out, very, very pleased, and thought, yes, digital's here to stay. Anyway, I was very pleased, blew some up to A4. They were very pleased. Then I had my pictures back from the lab, and I have to say, I still think film camera has the slight edge at the moment. Although I had used exactly the same sort of equipment. We only have Nikon anyway, and I still found that the film would be with me for wedding photography anyway. And it was a good comparison to make on doing it the same day, the same time, immediately, same. But I do think that I will still be using film camera for my wedding. I'm a bit worried about digital still at the moment.